You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage. For today's show, we're looking at the business of reducing food waste, carrying on with our theme from this week's episode of The Entrepreneurs. Tom Molnar is the CEO and co-founder of Gale's Artisan Bakery, the London-based company with more than 50 neighborhood bakeries in London, Oxford, Cambridge, and in Brighton. The first Gale's opened in 2005 in Hampstead High Street in North London. Tom is originally from Florida and was interested in turning Gale's into a cafe and retail business after meeting Gail Medja. In the 1990s, she had started a wholesale business called The Bread Factory to provide for the top chefs and restaurants in the city. Since then, both businesses have been big on producing the best quality, while thinking about impact and reducing the waste of quality foods and ingredients. Here in the UK, more than 40% of all bread baked every day goes to waste. And so this year, Gale's has launched the Waste Not program, where they create new products from yesterday's leftovers and donate all surplus food to more than 40 local charities. Here now is Tom with their story.
I ended up in London. I'd been at business school before that, and I had moved here to work at McKinsey, and I got kind of bored of that. And I thought, there's not very good bread in this country. The food scene is not that great. And I grew up with a grandfather and the grandparents that were really into their food in the traditional way. And I had a mother and father who were, you know, sending me to McDonald's and getting burritos on the beach. And I always preferred my grandfather's version of the world, which was, you know, kind of slow food, I guess, if you want to give you just a quick way. And so when I met Gail, I went three of the top bakers. Gail was one of them. And she was pretty desperate. I mean, on one hand. On the other hand, she had built this, you know, amazing group of 10 bakers who were serving some of the top chefs and making amazing products. And we just decided we would help her for the first 6 months, year. And we ended up falling in love with the bakery. We were serving chefs and thinking, you know, this should be more widely available. But we had to learn a little bit more about making bread, about the people, about the bakers, you know, and build a, you know, culture. And what we did is, once we felt like we were comfortable with the bakery, we thought, let's give it one shot, you know, in Hampstead. Let's open one place where they paid us £90,000 to open it. And we put shelves, and we thought we'd just have a place to celebrate bread. We thought if we had fallen in love with bread, that other people would as well. Of course, the challenge then was, why would anybody pay £3 for a loaf of bread when you can buy one in the supermarket for 50p? You know, our answer to that was because it's just amazing. And, you know, you'll like it if you just try it. So when we opened the doors, we gave away a lot of product, gave away a lot of bread to show people that there was a difference. And I think the first, you know, probably 8 years was really an uphill battle to make sure people understood what you were doing, why you were doing, and why it was worth it. First of all, you would walk in, you should just feel like this is about food. And we make sure the place is nice and it's designed well, but really, you walk in and it says food. It says, you know, and food is beautiful and food is accessible. And, you know, part of the idea when you walk in and you see a bread on your left and you see a big table full of fresh products, it hits your emotions. You know, we don't have big price tags. We don't want a whole table full of paper that's trying to tell you something. We want your senses to be engaged in your food. And I think we make it kind of difficult for new people to come into a Gale's because they come in, it's not normal. Today, often you choose number one, number two, or number three, and then you leave. And that's not Gale's. Gale's is much more, take your time, look at what attracts you, and we should be there to help you through that decision. Fundamental to the ethos of any kind of craft baker is this belief that you need to have good ingredients and need to respect those ingredients. And you really just truly don't have the margin to waste anything when you're buying high quality things to start out with. So the whole craft process is about using your hands, very little waste. You know, in a machine-led process, you might You do a run of 8,000, you might lose 1,000, but that's okay. In a craft process, each one is individual, and it's not a numbers game, it's a quality game. Our job isn't finished until the food reaches somebody. And I think it's really important, if you're going to put that much care into making something, you want it to find a home the best that you can. So we always tell our team, you know, we run about, you know, 3.5% waste maybe at the end of the day, and we want that to be gifted. And we think of it, you know, as a gift to somebody who is not in as good a shape as maybe our customers and can still benefit from having something. And so we work really hard at getting the community involved, especially the local community involved, in picking up and delivering to, you know, a local charity, you know, world-class food. And I think it's a great thing for our teams to be a part of. It's one of the things that they are most excited about us when they think about us as, you know, as an employer, I suppose, is that we care about those things as well. Anything you can do to just reduce your footprint on this globe is a good thing. So just to think a little bit more deeply about what we do. I think it really kicked off probably a few years ago when I had one of our young bakers had a friend who wanted to build a dinner around just products that would normally be thrown away. And I said, yeah, fine, just use one of our places, just invite who you want to, it's free, just do it and have fun. And what they learned is they could really make an incredible dinner based on things that normally would be thrown away. And it got my young baker thinking about what she could do with bread and how we could take old bread and use that as an ingredient for next day's bread. Well, I think it starts out with our chefs. They order 2 days ahead, and we bake to order. For Gales in the shops, we don't know how many loaves people are going to make. So what we do is try to think about how can we make that elastic. So when we do our hot cross buns this Easter, the extra hot cross buns become kind of a French toast for the next morning. Of course, you know, toast is a great use for bread. Our Soho buns use kind of the croissant ends. And what's amazing is you can actually make the product better because you've thought about it a little bit harder than if you just take everything from raw ingredients. When you're forced to think about what do you do with this product, it does make you think deeply about it. So all that waste would go to the charities for about 85% of the time. You know, we're not selling it, so we're just kind of giving it away. And we're thinking about if we can reuse things, probably maybe a third to a half of that, finding other ways, creative ways to make another great product. You know, croutons is the obvious one that everybody thinks about. There's a lot of labor that goes into that. And when you think about our wasteless bread, you know, the old bread to make new bread, the time and skill that it takes is significant. But what I find great is that you're taking human ingenuity and you're saying, I don't need to take from the earth as much as I would because I'm going to use my human ingenuity to be the flour. All of our lives, we've always had grandparents that kind of say, you know, don't waste, you know, eat all your beans, be good to the environment, don't waste stuff. And I think that there's a mindset now and there's a belief that that's worth doing where before it wasn't. I mean, I grew up in the 70s and 80s where it was a bit of a throwaway culture. But, you know, who would want to go to a place that has like plastic forks that can last 10 to 20 years? I mean, it's just not, you know, we understand now what the impact is, and it's got to be our responsibility to solve that. I would give a lot of credit, you know, most credit to people. And I think that's a great sign because it's kind of what we want we will become. It pushes businesses probably over to a higher level of capabilities when they start asking for things and there's a common voice about making sure that things are compostable, making sure that you're doing your best to kind of get rid of your waste and to kind of use the resources well. You know, we know that it's a process. We need some material science to improve. You know, we need to experiment with what's, you know, we put our priorities right. I think you have to understand why people want to do, kind of take away, they're in a hurry, they need to get somewhere. And so how do you do that in the least impactful way? Maybe behavior can change, you know, later, but I think it's our responsibility to make kind of whatever their behavior is, make it the lowest impact possible.
Tom Molnar, CEO and co-founder of Gail's Bakery. And for more on the business of reducing food waste, download or stream episode 439 of The Entrepreneurs, featuring the platforms Karma and Too Good To Go. Thank you to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.